morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
We would say that to some extent, through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, God is restoring, or at least providing the... Paul would say that God has reconciled all of creation back to God's self. God has made open the path in which the relationship can be restored. God has made right the wrong. Okay? And so that Paul recognizes that this is the restorative act of the new creation. So, gentlemen, if we were to kind of draw on this board here a little picture of, let's call it a cave. Right? We tend to see these pictures on Easter Sunday. Right? A tomb.
Right.
And inside it's kind of dark. Tomb is probably hewn out of some major stone there. And it represents his death. Now you remember in John's Gospel where Jesus says, look, unless a kernel of wheat dies and falls into the earth, it cannot produce fruit, cannot give life. What the early Christians, including Paul and the biblical authors, recognize is that this seed of new life had been planted in the earth. You following this analogy here? So as to produce new life. Jesus being the seed planted in the tomb, right, produces the new life. And what the early biblical authors of the New Testament recognize is that this new life is, just like this, the new creation.
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
Well, if the new creation started here, what are we waiting for? The new creation has already been inaugurated through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Brennan Manning comes along and says, look, God loves you as you are. And we would say, you know what, as I am, prior to coming to Lenawee County Mission, maybe I have been, maybe I haven't been a churchgoer, maybe I have or I haven't been a believer in Jesus. But since I've been here, I've been introduced to this grace that says I am loved as I am. And so as I am may be a non-participant in the new creation. Well, now you're given an invitation to be a participant in the new creation. And Jesus uses terms like when he's speaking to Nicodemus, being born again. Which John would say a couple times throughout his gospel, that we are invited to be resurrected, to be made anew. Since the empty tomb, the new creation. And so Brennan says, look at, why? Because this God is love. This God loves you as you are, like God did back here. Right? And God then offers you the same invitation. Do you want to have a relationship with me? Right? And participate, be a participant in my ongoing creative activity to restore all of creation.
Okay.
Right? Because God has an intention for God's creation of which we're a part. Now, are we a part of the old creation or the new?
Old and new.
Huh?
Both.
Yeah, we would say in a sense, yeah, prior to this, if you want to call it revelation, prior to this understanding, prior to this moment of clarity, prior to this making sense, we were part of the old. And so Paul would even recognize that we had the old Adam, and that through Jesus we have the new Adam. Now, Adam in the Old Testament was what? besides being, I don't know, he's kind of a scoundrel, in my opinion. I mean, what man in his right mind lets some other guy hit on his woman? Good. That's kind of what the serpent's doing to Eve. I mean, he's kind of a punk, I think. Well, gentlemen, that's us too, right? But Adam is the representative in the Hebrew as the first human in God's expression of God's self outside God's self, which is creation. And Paul says Jesus is the new Adam in the new creation.
Right.
Which started 2,000 years ago. And so when Brennan comes along and says, here's grace, you're loved as you are as part of the old Adam, you have an invitation to be part of the new Adam, the new creation, go forth because you're loved.
Okay.
So then Shane raises the question, how do I do that? Is that coming back to you now?
Yeah.
I talked about bullet points and all that kind of stuff. All right. How do we do this, gentlemen? How do we, if we recognize that this God, throughout all this historical activity, and this is the thing, we have to realize that this resurrection story, this inauguration of the new creation is a historical event. It's in the history, right? It's not strictly a scientific methodology or approach to understanding history. In other words, it's not just objective and it's not just subjective. Right? This is a historical reality because it's grounded in love that makes it, right, other-oriented relationship. That is its object. That is its subject. Right? You with me?
Yep.
So, you have this this expression of grace through Jesus that Brennan speaks about, that you're loved as you are. You're extended the invitation to participate in the new creation. The question that Shane raises, gentlemen, how do we do that? Thoughts? Well, what are your thoughts?
Christ was sent to show us how to do that. And I think, you know, some of us eventually come to the realization that following Christ and trying to live as much as we possibly can by the standards he set and how we treat our fellows is how we glorify and express love. You know, we're sitting around wondering, okay, what do I do? You know, what am I supposed to do? That's why Christ came, to show us this is how it's done.
That's part of being that fullest expression. This is what it looks like. This is love in the flesh. And this is what love does. It reaches out in a spirit of compassion, stands in solidarity with those who are being deprived access to the resources to have the fullness of life that this creator of love intended its creation to have. Now, before we went on the air, I had you read chapters 4 and 5 of the book of Revelation, right? So in those two chapters, we get the idea that here's John in his visionary state, and he sees an open door. It's an invitation to really enter the throne room of God, to sit in the very presence of God like a fly on the wall and observe what's taking place. And what do we see taking place there?
Worship.
There's worship, and it's declared that This worship, that this object being worshipped, this God, this love, is worth worshiping, right? Because of its fidelity to itself. Love has been faithful to love. God has not wavered, right? And then it speaks about so is the Lamb, right? So is Jesus, right? Because Jesus is the Son, empowered by the same force of love as the Father, as Jesus says in John, when you see me, you've seen the Father. Look at, when you see love, you've seen God.
Okay.
Right? agapic love we're talking about, right? And that's worth worshiping. Now, if that's the vision of what heaven looks like, right? Or at least in John's vision, right? That's the celebration. That's the moment of celebrating the presence of the new creation that was inaugurated through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that Paul speaks about. It's worth worshiping today. It started 2,000 years ago with the long-haired Jew from Nazareth. Gentlemen, are we participating in that worship? How do I do that? Worship. Now, Mark, can you read from Paul's letter to the folks in Rome? Romans 12, 1 through 2, please.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
All right, thank you. All right, a couple things in there. What did you hear?
I got to change, to sacrifice myself, to others, to God and to others, to share my love that I've got, that's God given me inside and convey that out from within.
Selfless love. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, and if we share with each other, we reconnect with God by sharing His love.
Okay, good. You're all
good. I think if we do that, by sharing and loving and, you know, being there for everybody, we're not conformed to the way the world does it, because the world doesn't do it like that.
All right, so Paul's recognizing that we've almost got what theologians, biblical scholars like to call like a two-kingdom type thing. We've got the way of the world, we've got the way of God, the will of God, right? Let's think of it in terms of what we've been talking about here. We have the old creation and the new creation.
Right?
And Paul is saying, so if you're going to participate in the new creation, you need to render your bodies as a living sacrifice. At least that's my translation, right? It says living sacrifice. Anybody have one that says dead sacrifice?
No.
So are we just supposed to wait till we're dead and we're in heaven and then participate in the sacrifice and worship?
We're supposed to bring it here. It's supposed to work.
So while you're here, while you are actively engaged here now, that gives you purpose.
Yeah.
Your purpose is to participate in the new creation here and now. Right? As a living sacrifice, contributing to the ongoing creative activity of God, to bring about God's intention for God's creation. And we do that through, what do you say, worship. Your living sacrifice, your participation in new creation is an act of worship. Much like we saw in Revelations 4 and 5, worship. Now the Greek word there is latria, right? Not to be confused with latrine. Whole other form of worship right there. Okay, latria. To render daily my service unto God. My guess is if we look into Paul or John's vision in Revelations 4 and 5, we see that taking place all the time. Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And Paul says, look at it in Romans, participating in the new creation requires you to render your service daily unto God.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.